BBC Radio 6 Music documentaries, telling the stories in music that matter now. This is a BBC Radio 6 Music documentary.
Welcome to The First Time with me, Matt Everett. This is the series where we meet some of the most influential and best-loved musicians around and look at the seminal first musical moments that shaped their lives and their careers. My guest this week was born Malcolm John Rebenack Jr., but has been known variously as Dr. Crow, the Night Tripper, or just Mac. He's one of the more remarkable figures in the American musical landscape, mixing up early rock and roll, Dixieland and blues with the international influences that infused his native New Orleans. And he's created a unique voodoo-styled, swampy, soulful, Cajun boogie-woogie music. My guest this week is Dr. John.
They call me Dr. John. Known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of Grieg
in my hand.
Now 73, here Dr. John remembers his childhood sneaking into recording sessions by people like Little Richard in the 50s, before learning guitar and then piano, and recording with legends like Professor Longhair, Frankie Ford and Joe Tex. He also talks about his solo career, which started with the classic 1968 album Grigri, and his work with Sonny and Cher and the Rolling Stones, as well as his more recent work with people like Spiritualized and the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. But I started by asking, as I do with all my guests, when Mac was first aware of music.
Yeah. I remember my pa played me a record of Piney Brown Blues by Big Joe Turner. And that's when I had a hallucination I was going to be a piano player.
Straight away?
But I didn't know nothing then, so it was like, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't know nothing. But I remember going to the corner bar for my pa, and at Rapola's bar, they had a piano player that was named Woo Woo, and I decided I wasn't going to be a piano player. I decided I was going to take guitar lessons instead.
Yeah, that was your first instrument, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would probably still be playing that if he hadn't got shot in my finger.
I read about this. So you got... What happened? You got, like, a finger shot off.
Well, I just got... They sewed it back on, but I don't have no feeling in it. So it's weird. But it's okay. But this guy was pistol whipping the singer of my band at the time. And he was way to hell underage. And his mama had told me, she was cutting meat. She said, boy, I'm going to cut your cojones off if you don't look out for my son. So I looked out for him. But I was trying to beat this guy's hand, and I thought it was over the, my hand was over the a handle, but it was over the barrel. And it just shot my finger. And that's life.
Well, I've been together, did it? Good and everything is really alright. Yes, I've been together, did it? Good and everything is really alright. Hey, boy. Yeah.
Earliest musical heroes, who were the people that you really looked up to, that you admired?
Well, I looked up to A.J. Gomer, Papoose, that played with Fast Domino Band, and Roy Montrell. They were all three of my guitar teachers. But Roy Montrell took me to hear all kind of music that I never heard before, like flamenco music and jazz music that I never would have heard before, and all these great musicians that I, even classical music that I never would have heard on the guitar. That was really cool.
I love my baby, I don't mean maybe, but she's so mean to me. I love my baby, I think she's crazy, how mean she can be. That she loved me, but how can it be? Lord, I'm dirty, she's so flirty, she didn't love me from the start. Lord, I'm dirty, she's so flirty, she left and broke my heart. She said that she loved me. She go, won't someone help me? I would like to know. She's gone and left me one Sunday night. Why that woman didn't treat me right? I said I love her, thinking of her, and I meant it from my heart. I said I love her, thinking of her, and I meant it from my heart. She said that she loved me. Why did we have to part? Why did she leave me? Where did she go? Can someone help me? I would like to know. She's gone and left me one Sunday night. Why that woman did treat me right? I said I love her, thinking of her, and I meant it from my heart. I said I love her, thinking of her, and I meant it from my heart. She said that she loved me. Why did we have to part? She said that she loved me. Why did we have to part? She said that she loved me.
When did you first hear Louis Armstrong? Because that's a huge influence, a huge figure in music, full stop.
Yeah, and, well, Louis, he played what they used to call traditional jazz, and because they had bebop in those days, and they had early bebop, and then they had traditional jazz, and that was all just under jazz. And there was Afro-Cuban music, too, under jazz. But there was also spiritual music, and there was race music, which was blues and rhythm and blues. And but spirituals was, you know, gospel music. And that's the three kind of records my pa sold. I loved all of them. And they asked me when I was a little bitty kid, what was my favorite records? And I said, give me that old time religion. And I said long go-go and far away, but it was long ago and far away, and found my trill on Blueberry Hill. But I knew that from Louis Armstrong. And but that was all influences on what I thought about music, you know.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true.
The wind in the willow played a sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
Come climb the hill with me, baby,
on Blueberry Hill.
We'll see what we shall see
on Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue.
The moon stood still.
Each afternoon we'll come
on Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go
and linger until.
And to a wedding in June we'll go.
My dreams came true.
Papa thought it was buzz, but it did. The wind and the willow play.
Do you really love me?
Love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we are part of the world, you part of me, for you are my thrill.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
You're listening to The First Time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest this week, Dr. John. And before that trail, you heard Blueberry Hill by Louis Armstrong, a massive hero to the young musician. And even before he reached his teens, his passion for music was overwhelming, stoked by his father, who owned a record shop, and illicit visits to a local recording studio.
Can you remember sneaking into your first recording session when you
were... My daddy brought me to... The first time I was at a recording session, and he knew Cosmo Matassa that owned a recording studio, and it was behind a shoeshine parlor on Dumaine and Rampart Street. Now it's a cleaning place, but later they moved to Governor Nicholas Street, which was a little ways into the Vucare, and it was kind of a different place because it was a condemned building that was refurbished to make the studio in it.
Yeah.
And both sides of it was part of the studio. There was a little alleyway you could drive like horse-drawn carriages into the parking lot, but... It was a long time from when they had horse-drawn carriages, so they had little... But it was... You could make it through with a car if you drive carefully.
You must have seen, like, all these amazing people performing and recording at such a young age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw... I mean, from Little Richard, and I remember Huey Piano Smith playing on a Little Richard record early on. I started playing sessions with Huey Smith, Alan Toussaint, Edward Franks, all early on. And they were all great musicians, James Booker, and all these people were like, I'm grateful that Papoose had taught me to look at the left-handed a piano player to know where I'm playing at so that I knew the chords. And that helped me to be a studio musician early on.
You've talked about Professor Longhair being someone who really focused in on. Yeah?
He was I was the most proudest of producing his record of Mardi Gras in New Orleans of any record I ever produced. And I produced some hit records and all that stuff, but I was most proud of that record.
What was it about him?
Well, he was a real character, and he was just different than anybody. He would say the craziest things in the studio. He said one time to me, he said, Max, you got too much extortion on your amp. Now, that's not the correct lyric for that, but that was what he said. And he had his own way of talking that was special. And I remember going out with his daughter to get him from the floating card games that he would play at. And this was when he had gotten busted by a guy they called him the Beatnik. This guy was like bad people, but he just wasn't cool, and he just busted Fess for giving him a half a deck of weed. And he was a narcotic agent, but we didn't know any of that yet, but it's life.
One love, he up and said goodbye without no rhyme or reason or telling you why. Wow, babe, come on, let's have a ball. You're doing too much grieving, feeling too low down. Did wrong when he up and let you go. Now you've learned your lesson. Don't grieve no more. Makes no difference what they say. You've had your bad time, baby. Let's ball it up today. Whoa!
Was Storm Warning the first thing that came out under your name? Is that your first track?
Right.
It's a lovely sounding record to this day.
Well, I was trying to do something a la Bo Diddley at the time, and I had some good musicians on a date, and Red Tile and Lee Allen and all those guys said, and Hungry and Frank Fields, they all played good, and that was important. I think Alan Toussaint played on that record, but I know some of the records, I played piano on them, but that I cut then. But some of them, Alan played, and I think some of them Huey Smith played on, but I don't remember. It's a long time ago.
Warning, released on Rex Records in 1959, the first release to be credited to Mac Rebenack, also known as Dr. John, my guest here on The First Time this week.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six
Music.
Talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery.
security. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song.
I'm Matt Everett, and this is the first time on Six Music, where we look at the key first moments in an artist's career. And my guest this week is Dr. John, and that track was Dr. John's first mainstream hit from 1973, Right Place, Wrong Time. That hit was a culmination of years recording as a solo artist and a session man in California, since moving there from his native New Orleans in 1965, following various altercations with the police, often involving his problems with narcotics, which eventually led to prison time in Texas.
She moved to California in 65. You left New Orleans. It seems the kind of legend is it was quite a heavy scene at the time and you took yourself out of it. Can you remember first thinking like, okay, because you obviously love New Orleans, it's part of your soul. I have to move somewhere else.
Well, I kind of got shipped out there, but one of the things that happened was I just had this feeling because of doing Sonny and Cheryl sessions and Phil Spector sessions and all these kind of people. And they'd have like strings in one studio, they'd have the rhythm section in another studio. And I thought, wow, this is really jive. There's not a real balance of stuff here. And it's like maybe two horns on this whole session. And I just thought, this is really lame. But, you know, had it not been for doing that stuff, Didymus would have never told me. And he was my first conga player. And he said to me, if Sonny and Cheryl could sing, and if Bob Dylan could sing, I could sing. And I thought about it a while and I said, okay, I'll do this. And that's how I became Dr. John at that time. People call me Doc anyways, but that was another thing.
Because that first record in 68, it's such a wonderful blend of sounds. And can you remember, I mean, did it blow people's minds a bit when it came out? Because it doesn't sound like anything else to this day. It only sounds like you.
Well, it was just, we did stuff that on Grigri and Babylon Records. And I got to say, thank you to Harold Baptiste for producing that record, because he really did a great job of the backup singers, and everybody had something really different, and that was good. And I loved that record and Babylon album really a lot, and I thought that was like, had I not started there, my life would have been really different.
For lots of people, the first song of yours they would have heard would have been Walk on Gilded Splinters, which is still to this day, there's an atmosphere about that recording. I kind of imagine it was sort of done at like 3:30 in the morning, and the, you know, smoky studio, because it's still got this atmosphere. Can you remember recording that song? Because it's amazing piece of music.
Well, actually, I really don't remember it, but that's okay. but I do have, like, some picture in my head of that we was cutting stuff that was off the hook.
Yeah.
And that was special.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, if they just lazy. Je suis a grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the road. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna come on. My coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride against the fate, and y'all feel my malice. Put gree-gree on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, I can make you stutter. Think about a call, me kill it, call, call. Walk on, kill the splinter. Call me kill it, call, call.
Walk on, give this place. sinner. Gonna get a spinner.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
You're listening for the first time with me, Matt Everett, and my guest this week, Dr. John. And before that trail, you heard his classic track, I Walk on Gilded Splinters, from his first solo album, Gree Gree, in 1968.
6 Music.
I have to ask you about The Last Waltz, because it's one of my favourite concert movies of all time. That looked like a hell of a gig, seeing the band performing. Everyone's great on that. Everyone plays so well, and you've got Levin, who's just the most amazing drummer. Was it as much fun to appear at as it looked?
Well, you know what? I still think that they should have got Muddy Waters playing 9 Below Zero. When he first came to that gig, they should have filmed it that. Just to see all of them guitar players with their jaws hanging out, just look at Muddy playing the guitar. And it was so hip to see all them guitar players sitting around like that. It was great. That's special, you know? But those are the little things that I saw that was, to me, cockeyed. But I don't know why that happens.
The thankfulness of the band and all the fellas. 2, 3, 4, 1. Such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. Got to steal away. The time seemed right. Baby, your eyes met mine at a glance. Just give a little beat. You told me we could slip away down the dark end of the street. Baby, you came in with my best friend Jim. Here I am just trying to we
well about Spiritualized, because, you know, they're a band that I love. And you played on Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space, which is this huge, beautiful, sprawling record. How did you first come into contact with those guys?
I don't know, but I just found that Jason was putting my life to orgy. And we argue about anything, and we come out with a good solution to the argument. And that is important. Because this guy, he's always arguing with me, but we argue about good things. And that's a good thing.
There's that creative friction.
Yeah, I like that. Jason is a off the hook guy, and I relate to that kind of stuff. And there's been guys in my life that just argue, and I really feel those guys. There's something spiritually I feel about that.
Hurricane Katrina, being someone who calls New Orleans their home, you started recording songs to help fund the repair of the city. And I mean, it must have hit you really, really hard to see how America dealt with that.
Oh, yeah. It not only hit me hard, but it just kept hitting me. I tried to do couple of records that was about it, and the first one not good, but the second thing, we got a Grammy for it and all of that, but I still don't know if we did all the right things.
Lockdown is just a record that recently has just, you know, not reinvented you, but reintroduced you and introduced to people that maybe weren't familiar with you, and your work with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys, who you've said is another guy you just have a great connection. When did you first meet him?
Well, he came to New Orleans and we met in a studio, and then he decided we was going to write some songs at my pad. And he came over and we wrote some songs, but we didn't use any of the songs that we wrote. And
why?
I don't know. It didn't matter. But the point is that we got a thing going, and we played a thing at the Bonnaroo Festival, and then we got some ideas from that to where we could use that for some records. And that was the best thing we did. And that was on the way to making a record. And that felt good. And I think he's going to be a great producer. Mm. And I think he's going to be the kind of producer that I think I could have been. But he could be better than he is right now. And he can be better than whatever. But that's a blessing. He's got that vibe, and it's important.
Is that what it is for you? It's about finding those people, chasing that atmosphere with music. Do you still feel that same way about it?
Yeah. I feel like there's some people that gets their head screwed on behind it all, and some people that just don't. And that's the difference. Sometimes you gotta find that one little thing that makes somebody where they fill in a gap. And if they don't fill that gap in, it's a lemon.
What's the last song? We'll play a song at the end of this. You get to choose the song. What should we finish on?
Hey, you pick something.
It's your show. You know.
Oh, it's my show.
It's your show. You can pick anything you want.
Well, let's take something that glowing. How's that?
Why is that?
Well, I just picked it. Is that all right?
That's more than all right. Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Have a blessed day.
dead or no, just live plain old life. All the eyes of the world are on you, and they all want to see just what you're gonna do. Don't commit suicide. Gotta keep on.
Hello, this is a shorter version of a weekly new music playlist titled Handpicked by Six Music, one of a big collection of music playlists you can now download and subscribe to in the BBC Sounds app. To find the full version, just search Handpicked and check out some of the other playlists tailored for whatever music you need or mood you're in.